This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And as we do each and every Friday at 9 a.m., it is time for our Manager's Report with Mike Schilt, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better, and joining us from Boston, Massachusetts, the manager of the Padres, Mike Schilt. And Mike, I just have to say, this last week was very impressive for your team to deal with the setbacks of injuries at the end of a long stretch of games with almost no days off, to play like you did through those last two series, especially against the Washington Nationals. I know you tip your cap occasionally. I'm going to tip my cap to you and the San Diego Padres, sir. What a nice week that was.
Yeah, it was a good week. Guys played well, and contributions throughout, and you know, it was a really good week, and now we build on it and move on.
You know, he's just buttering you up, Skip, because I was going to ask you, how close is the nearest Chipotle to your hotel?
Oh, man, you guys staying with the theme. I actually did not get Chipotle yesterday. I got Five Guys, so I went really off the chart.
Oh, I like all right. Five Guys. Five Guys is good. It's pricey, but, you know, you're a major league manager. You have a per diem. I'm assuming that's pretty good. No, you know what? The first thing I thought of, that series, obviously, was it was electric. It was electric. It was wild. It was like a baseball fan's dream. I mean, it really was. It had everything. But when I saw you get ejected the other day, the first thing I thought of was, all right, John Boy, I want to see this ejection on the next the next time I open Twitter, because that was pretty electric, Skip.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot in that series. Obviously, a lot to unpack.
So much.
You know, the whole homestand was pretty special. I created a lot of memories at Petco, but yeah, man, that was there was a lot going on. That ejection was, in my world, you know, unnecessary relative to the situation, but anyway, made my point.
100%. And I did want to ask you, after the game, you know, cooler heads prevailed and everything, you know, you had said, I don't necessarily think it was intentional in that case. And I mean, listen, I don't know it from Adam. I thought immediately as a fan was, oh yeah, he did that on purpose. What did you see, or based on, you know, your experience, what made you think it wasn't intentional from Mackenzie Gore? Not that it matters now, but
I like to think that, I don't know. I mean, I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. I watched his reaction. I mean, you can feign a reaction.
Sure.
You know, I get that part. You know, like I said, I've gotten to know him when he was with us and have a lot of respect for him. And, you know, actually gotten to know his parents a little bit. We're both live in the same part of the world in Eastern North Carolina. So, you know, I just, after everything, whatever point they feel like they needed to make, which, again, don't want to overly revisit it, didn't particularly understand it, but, you know, I got my own club to think about. They made, you know, their catcher made it. And, you know, we clearly exchanged words and people came out and, you know, did the dance. And at that point in my world, it's over. Now, whether he still, after all that, decided to hit him, only he and maybe a couple people in that club really, really know. But, you know, I'd hate to think that was the case, but I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. But either way, intentional or unintentional, he's got to go. And somehow, after all that, and the warnings get, you know, issued, somehow he gets hit and he gets to stay in the game. And I got to go.
I mean, 100%.
Anyway, we overcame.
It's not just you can't throw at him intentionally. It's like you better make sure you don't hit him, whatever
right.
you do. And
right.
if you
on
do, you are pitch. Now responsible for whatever happens. I totally agree, Mike. Mike Shields is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. I've got a question, and I don't know, as a manager, when you guys get, you know, bad news about, you know, Tatis and the stress reaction and Yu Darvish not going to be able to come back, how do you address that with your team? I know you got pros and they're used to dealing with injuries and stuff like that, but how do you not let that become a, oh, here we go again, like, oh, that's more bad news we got to deal with? What do you do as a manager when those things come up during a season?
I mean, they come up. I mean, I don't, you know, I think the public, at least for me, there's not like these team meetings, but,
yeah,
you know, they're just not. I mean, you know, we've been in the game a long time. Unfortunately, you know, injuries happen. Like I said, you know, losing Toddy and Joe and Bogey and you and some of the gang, Manny at certain time, you know, it's disappointing. It's a challenge, but you know, that's ultimately what this game's about, how you respond to challenges and, you know, want to support those guys. But, you know, really you just, you continue to figure out a way to compete with the group that you have, and everybody is locked into, you know, making sure they are ready to contribute. And of course, some roles change and people get opportunities, and that's what this game's about. And it's about seizing the opportunity.
No question. And one of the guys that has done that, talking to Mike Schilt here on Ben and Woods this morning, one of the guys has done that is Kyle Higashioka. What a joy it's been to watch him play. I know he had a tough situation thrust upon him when he got here. Took him a little while to get going and get some ABs, you know, because Campy was in there and he was catching Waldron and wasn't getting a lot of opportunity. Talk about a guy that's made the most of his opportunities right now. And you'd never know if he went 0 for 4 or, you know, 3 for 4 with 2 home runs and 6 RBIs. He's just a very even-keeled guy. How much does that help, you know, your pitching staff when he's working with them?
Well, lots of impact. So where do you want me to start?
Just with Kyle. Like how you know, him seizing the opportunity, his kind of temperament too in the clubhouse and what he's like as a member of the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, he's been a great addition. You know, got a lot of great feedback from New York people, people in the industry I've known, people who played with him about just, you know, how just quality a guy is as a starting point, and then clearly a good player and what his skill sets are. And, you know, he's really, you know, stepped up and done a nice job for us. He's a really stoic guy, really smart guy, got a good IQ, got a good way about him, got a good sense of humor with how he goes about things. Just a really, really, really good guy in the clubhouse, but also clearly a good player, you know, and he stayed patient, you know, he got his opportunities early on, not as many as maybe he would have liked. And, you know, with Campy being looking to be our everyday catcher and giving him those opportunities to prove his way, you know, in the big leagues and establishing himself as that guy. And then, you know, over the course of time, you know, started to create a little bit more opportunities for him, which he's done more than earn. And of course, with Higgy going on, or Campy going on the IL, you know, creates even more for him. And he's just done a nice job, and clearly some really big hits for us.
He feels like one of those guys as a manager, you know, that he's good. Like, your attention.
Don't need to worry about
yeah,
him.
Like,
yeah,
like, you don't have to go, like, I don't know. That's just my perception of, you know, we've interviewed him a couple times. He's a great dude, but he just feels like one of those guys as a skipper. You don't have to constantly, you good? Everything okay?
Low pulse rate.
Yeah. Low heartbeat and just kind of walk by. Hey, Higgy. Hey, Skip. And, you know, he's in the lineup and doing his job.
Yeah, no, he's great. I mean, we got a lot of guys like that. I mean, we got a really, pretty professional clubhouse that, you know, we just are able to communicate with. And, you know, I spend a lot of time with our catchers, you know, with our pitching coaches, and Brian Esposito does our catching and helps me during the games. So we have a lot of communication, and I've enjoyed the communication with Campy and Higgy and now Sully about, you know, how we're leading our staff and how we're seeing the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's good to see Eggie back, Eggie Rosario. Obviously, there was some talk. He's got a great arm, but he's an infielder by trade. And with Toddy out, you might need some spots in the outfield. They said, you know, might work on that. What does that look like, though? I mean, most of the time you get to the big leagues, you kind of know how to play a position. What kind of instruction goes on to maybe get a guy ready to play out of position, so to speak, if you want to get his bat into the lineup, especially against lefties where he really does some good damage?
Yeah, he swings about good against lefties. Had a big swing the other day, you know, to get an inning started, you know, start off a two-run inning, double off the wall against the lefty. Does really well against lefties. So, you know, we're just trying to be creative with what that looks like, where that back and play. There's always a balancing act between the offense and defense, at least for me. You know, defensive run saved are just the ones, important as the ones you drive in, but you always want to try to get the bat in the lineup to do some damage appropriately. And, you know, perhaps an opportunity for him in the outfield. He's never, when I say never played outfield. But, you know, Jackson hadn't really. So, you know, but it's a hard place to just pick up and learn. And, you know, he's getting some work with Dave Macias, our outfield coach, and see what that looks like. And, you know, we'll see if there's an opportunity to present itself to get him out there.
Talking to the skipper, Mike Schilt, here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, boy, you guys haven't had any trouble closing out games when Robert Suarez comes in to, you know, throw 6-9 fastballs by guys and, you know, call it a day. But closing out some of the other games been a little bit of a challenge, Skip. The 8-0 that turned into 8-5 the other day had to make your little bit of hair turn gray for you. You know, how do you?
Did I got a little bit of hair?
Yeah, you got a little bit of hair, right? And the hair that's remaining turns gray.
I thought I got pretty good hair.
I got decent hair, actually.
What? A little bit of hair. It's not great hair, but it's not a little bit.
So for you, when that happens, I mean, it's an empty feeling, certainly, and you want Cosgrove to be able to just get through that and not have to get Suarez up. Just would you tell us a little bit about what kind of you're going through with that? It's happened just a couple of times. I know it happens to all teams, but it certainly got to be a little bit frustrating.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you really want me to say. I mean, it's happened a few times. I mean, I really don't. I mean, I don't know how to answer the question. So
throw strikes, I mean, or get electrocuted. I think
right. Yeah, I think so, man. The ninth inning, you know, could be a challenge to get the last three outs. And, you know, it's the easiest thing in the world, like when people say, oh, my gosh, you know, you got a 4-run lead, don't use your closer.
Right.
And then you got to use your closer or you give it up, you know. And it's like, you know, so couldn't get it done. They had some at-bats. You know, the leadoff walk didn't help the call. They had two C&I hit to the right side. And I don't know. I mean, I prefer to talk about the 8 innings where we didn't give up any runs.
Absolutely.
Really well. But, you know, that's just part of it, man. You know, sometimes those last three are hard to get. We had it in Kansas City. We've had it, you know, earlier in the season, you know, with a 6-0 lead. But we ended up having to use Robert. And, you know, like I said, it's just a people can say what they want about the last three outs, but you know, it's an acquired taste to get people to learn to get them. And that's the other point to the conversation. You got to learn it. And that's a learning curve in the ninth that people don't want to really want to deal with the league. And so, but if you don't give those guys those opportunities, they don't learn from them. So it's the, you know, that's 22.
See, you crushed that answer. Yeah. You knew how to answer that question.
You
great.
Know what he's crushed also, Mike? You've always explained how you manage real people in the real world that are, you know, not always feeling 100% or tired. You know, it's a long season. There's not a lot of days off. As fans, especially me, I'm a radio host. I manage on paper, you know, in my mind. Sure. And I look at the off days coming up. You had one yesterday. You got one Monday. You got two more next week. And I look, well, maybe you could, you know, get Dylan Cease out there. He's pitching so well and move him up a day. How do you look at that in that equation? Is there like no thought, like, I don't want to move him up. I want to give him those extra days off. Or is that something you might look at here before the All-Star break with now the extra off days that you've got coming up?
Yeah, I mean, we'd be irresponsible not to look at it, right?
Yeah.
So we do. Me and Ruben look at it. We partner with AJ in the front office, and we also talk to our players. And it's not it's not in a vacuum. It's right. What can be best for Dylan Cease is X. What can be best for Michael King is Y. What's best for Matt Waldron is Z. You know, Vasquez, Mazur, et cetera. And so, you know, individually you can say, yeah, we could do this with Dylan. Oh, but how does that impact Michael? And how does that impact Matt? And what do we got on Adam and Randy? So, we put it all together and figure out, you know, the balancing act of making sure that, you know, the competition is taken care of, the rest is taken care of, and then, of course, the short term versus the long term of what that can look like. And we do our best we can to balance all that, and we've had some, you know, like I say, conversation with them and some internal conversations, and we put the best play that we can lay out there together with all the variables.
Mike, I really appreciate it. Before you go, any updates on you, Darvish? I know we saw Xander Bogaerts taking some batting practice before you guys went on the road trip. Just kind of overall general health updates on your team?
Yeah, so, you know, it looks like Darvish, the imaging is negative, so it's positive. Nothing overly alarming with that. I do think he was going to seek another image, which is pretty standard. You know, and then it's just a matter of getting inflammation out, which is the biggest culprit, it feels like, right now. Well, it's taking place in his elbow, getting it out, and getting to where he can play catch and recover. You know, the longer he stays away, the longer it's going to, you know, longer he can't throw, the longer it's going to be for him to get back. So, no real, you know, great timeline there. Bogey's trending in a really good place. Going to have another scan soon, a CT scan that'll determine how much further he's healed. The most recent one was favorable. Looks like he's a little bit ahead of schedule, but the next one will be the one that allows us to determine with him how much he can ramp up. But the good news is he's taking ground balls, he's taking some swings, and then, like I say, relative to the next one will be how much the volume he can take to where he can start to get some live at bats and potentially rehab and get back, you know, working with us. So good news on that front. He's with us, obviously, in his return to Boston, so I'm sure that'll be bittersweet for him. But I know this organization is going to do something to reward his really productive time here.
Arise back from his ouchie?
We're determining that.
Determining that one, okay. And have fun managing at Fenway Park. I mean, that's got to be kind of special for anybody gets to go in there. It's a temple of baseball history.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, I love coming here, and I'm right here in the dugout right now looking at this beautiful field.
Awesome.
So life is
awesome.
Good, very blessed.
All right, well, have a good one.
Thanks,
good series, and keep up the good work. As we said, very impressive week, and we'll talk to you. Actually, 2 weeks. You got next Friday off with the 4th of July holiday, so we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Skip.
Oh, you guys aren't working?
No, we're not working.
Yeah, we're taking a four-day weekend,
off,
of course.
Man.
Like, you know,
oh,
we're not baseball players.
We play, and you guys... Country Club. Okay.
Right.
All right. Well,
yep. Believe it.
I'll see you next month.
We'll see you next month.
There we go. All right. All-star break. There we go. That sounds good. Mike Schilt, manager of the San Diego Padres.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.